This week brought the deadliest fighting in years to Pakistan's tribal areas, where Pakistan military dispatched jets and helicopters to bomb and rocket what it says were militant hideouts. Many civilians were also killed and injured. Analysts and officials have said a lot about this conflict's links to the war in neighboring Afghanistan. NPR's Philip Reeves found one man in a tribal area willing to talk about how it's affected his life. He filed this report.
Raqib Gul is proud of where he comes from. This is despite what he calls the restrictions. In his hometown, Mir Ali, TVs are banned. There are no music shops and no theatres. That sounds repressive until you hear about the restrictions on the women.
If the woman comes out into the bazaar, she's shot dead there.
They shoot any woman who ventures out unaccompanied by a man. Gul's sitting outside a hospital in Pakistan's frontier city of Peshawar, waiting for news of his injured relatives. For weeks, Pakistan, under US pressure, has been fighting militants in its tribal border zone, where the Taliban's steadily growing stronger. A few days ago, Gul says, Pakistani combat helicopters fired rockets into his relatives' home. The women were, as usual, inside. The men were not.
We were offering a prayer in the mosque when there was suddenly a rocket, one rocket, and then there was another. There was a huge blast. We rushed to the houses, and when we saw, everything was destroyed.
Gul says 9 people were killed and many more were wounded.
We carried our injured on the donkeys, on the hand carts, and on the mules and horses. We committed no crime. They did a lot of tyranny to us.
We ask him to tell us who the victims are. What are their names? I can't say, Gul says, because they're women. He'll only name 2 young boys who were killed.
Najibullah Khan, Fazal Zahid.
He says this was the deadliest assault so far on Mir Ali. He doesn't know, he says, why the Pakistani army did it. Others, though, have an idea. The veteran Peshawar-based journalist Rahimullah Yousafzai is an expert on the tribal areas. He says it was collective punishment by the Pakistani army after tribal militants attacked a military convoy, killing a large number of soldiers.
From wherever the army is attacked, they will start shelling with artillery guns that place from where they are attacked. They will start bombing it. That's why there is so much of this collateral damage. So many civilians have been killed.
Back at the hospital, Gul sits cross-legged on a carpet spread on the grass. He's a farmer, a bright-eyed man with a thick brown beard who's dressed in the traditional clothes of Pakistan's Pashtun tribal people. We start to grapple with the gulf separating our worlds. I explain some people in my world think his world is a haven for Al-Qaeda and the Taliban.
I'm unfamiliar with the word Al-Qaeda. I believe that in the whole of Pakistan, there is absolutely no Al-Qaeda.
He makes no secret about the prominent role the Taliban plays in his town and says they're local Pakistanis.
The local Taliban are the people who offer their prayer, who go to the mosque, who do their religious duty. They are not scoundrels. They are the peaceful people.
He also says there are no foreign militants in his town. We can't verify this any more than we can verify claims by US intelligence that Al-Qaeda's active in Waziristan and growing stronger. Journalists are banned from going there. I notice Gul keeps using one particular phrase.
Through bullets, you cannot solve anything. You cannot achieve peace in Waziristan through bullets, even till doomsday.
That point doesn't need verifying. On that, everyone here agrees. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.